Hello and welcome to today's show, Strategic Insights Radio, brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is a full-service business consulting firm that provides business plan creation and review, marketing plans, marketing implementation, process automation, accounting services, and now business technology strategy consulting and implementation services. Today, we're honored to have Sterling Rose Consulting Corp team member and the co-host of Strategic Insights Radio, David Wilkins. David comes to Sterling Rose Consulting Corp from a long and distinguished business and entrepreneurial career, working with companies such as Whitridge Associates, IBM, EY, PricewaterhouseCoopers, among others. And Chris Lewis is with us. He's the Chief Technology and Security Officer for IPVS. Also with us, Dennis Sands, the founder and CEO of First Calls Consulting. Starting first with Chris, Chris studied computer information systems at DeVry Technology before beginning his extensive career in information technology. Prior to starting IPVS, he worked at the Georgia Department of Administrative Services and Georgia Medicaid. He also worked for Georgia Pacific, Ernst & Young, and Deloitte & Touche. He served as a system administrator for the Centers of Disease Control, Comcast Cable, and technical manager for Precise LLC, a healthcare information management company. Chris has worked many years providing security concepts for endpoints and network systems and currently holds a certification for ethical hacking and a Metasploit Pro certified specialist. With his evolving knowledge of cybersecurity, he started IPVS in an effort to prepare and aid companies to be ready to prevent cyber attacks for their companies and clients. Meanwhile, Dennis began working in SAP in the mid-90s, back when you could just spell SAP and get a job. Over his 20-year career in the SAP field, he started and ran four successful managed services organizations. On the last one, like a lot of professionals out there, his job was outsourced overseas. So then it hit him. Why am I creating successful businesses for other people? Why don't I do it myself? So about 8 years ago, he started First Call Consulting, specializing in providing small and mid-sized companies using SAP short-term help for support and projects. Dennis has worked very hard over the last 8 years, and one of the things he's most proud of is winning SAP's highest award for customer service, confirming First Call's high quality of service and their extreme focus on customer satisfaction. First Call also specializes in using onshore U.S.-based resources so we can help improve the employment situation right here in the U.S. The First Call Consulting Company is headquartered here in Atlanta and has been in business since 2008. First Call specializes in providing platinum level SAP and support at below market rates. They utilize an interesting business model that ensures significant cost savings for the clients and steady work for their highly experienced SAP consultants.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Dennis and Chris, for being here, and welcome to the show. So let's jump right in. Chris, tell us a little bit more about IPVS and all these aspects about security, as well as I know you do cloud-based network support.
Yes, well, thank you for having me here. It's an awesome opportunity to just kind of, you know, share with everyone what we do. IPVS is a data security company specializing in the management of data and protecting and the security of that data for organizations. We provide security and vulnerability assessments and penetration testing for cloud solutions to help mitigate data breaches and loss through cyber attacks. We also offer IT management for endpoint security solutions and groupware applications such as email, phone services, file sharing systems, and things like that, that we provide in a private cloud for our customers.
Great. Thanks. And a little bit about the cloud. Again, what all does that involve?
Well, the cloud, we basically provide secured cloud. So what we do, we build secure tunnels. We build private cloud for clients to help them as they're wanting to move to the cloud. What we do, we provide a private cloud specifically for them, and we manage that cloud for them. So when you think about the public cloud and where email and things like that reside, they want to know that their data is, they're the only ones that have access to their data, and they know that their data is in a safe place, and that's what we provide for our clients.
Okay, great. Dennis.
Hey, so, David.
So tell us a little bit more about First Call, and you know, many people may not have heard of, although there are a lot of people have, of SAP. And what is SAP, or what is actually in, you know, the term that they use in terms of their main product, which is ERP. And what really is that? And help demystify some of these acronyms.
Well, those are good questions. First of all, David, great to see you. And Chris, good seeing you again as yes. well. First Call Consulting, we specialize in helping small and mid-sized companies who are looking for an ERP system. And I'll kind of tell you a little bit about what that is. So we basically help small and mid-sized companies on two fronts. One is a company that's looking for an ERP system. Maybe they've outgrown QuickBooks. And they're looking for a system that links their accounting system with their sales, with their shipping, with their warehouse management, so that they don't have to go to three separate systems to look up that information. And we like to say that if you spend more time on the phone calling the warehouse or calling your shipping department or the accounting group about a particular customer or order, you need an ERP system. So we help those small, mid-sized companies review companies like SAP, Oracle, Business One, and Sage in an unbiased atmosphere, be able to help them choose the right product that's for them. Now, those companies that are already running Sage or SAP Business One or SAP, the mainframe, we also provide resources, platinum-level resources, for those companies at basically 20 to 30% below market rates. And we don't have anybody in our organization with under 15 years of experience.
Pretty impressive, yeah. And experience is important, particularly when it comes to ERPs. And again, so help me understand, or help our listeners understand, what does ERP really stand for? And how does it compare and contrast to, say, what people might hear as an accounting system?
Okay, good question. An ERP system, the acronym actually is Enterprise Resource Planning. Okay, well, that doesn't really tell you a whole lot. It's just a computer acronym. What it means is an ERP system is a system that links accounting with sales, with the distribution, warehouse management, procurement, links all those together, an order that goes all the way through the system and all the way back so that you can get on the system and follow the tracking and shipping of an order. All that is integrated. So, a lot of smaller firms have three or four different separate systems, older legacy systems, and nothing talks to each other. Well, an ERP system has all those modules that talk together. And the big thing is that people tend to think that an ERP system is so costly. Now, we have one customer that literally has three users. I mean, if you're $1 million or above, then you should seriously think about an ERP system. They are economical now, easy to implement, and we can help you get an unbiased review of a lot of the systems out there.
So when you're in that range of that $1 million or so, I'm sure the companies have grown to that point where, and have probably been using QuickBooks or some mm-hmm. related type package to get them to that point. How do they know that this is the time to, or that they've outgrown QuickBooks or related package?
Well, as I kind of made a joke a little bit earlier, but if you're picking up the phone and calling so-and-so in the warehouse or so-and-so in procurement or whatever to follow up on an order. Has it shipped? Are all the parts there? Is it ready to be shipped? What is the invoice? Has it been collected on this particular order? If you're spending a lot of time calling people or digging through files and paperwork, then an ERP system is what you need. Everything is tied together. You can type in a sales order number and all the other documents are linked so that you can see them, and it goes backwards, forwards, so it's all integrated.
Now, what that basically is saying is then if you look at all the various business functions, whether it's sales, marketing, procurement, whatever it happens to be, shipping, manufacturing, you've got one system that can support them all, and all that data integrates across all the various business functions.
Correct. And if you have multiple companies, there are some people that have two and three companies, that they've started. you can also roll each of those companies up, if they're set up correctly, to into one general ledger at the end. You know, you may have a food company and then a bike company and whatever, but you know, the receivables and everything else can roll all the way up into one general ledger ultimately, so you don't have to really keep four sets of individual books and systems and such.
That's a lot of data. And that's a lot of data that in one system, if it's not properly secured, you could have some significant risks. But I also understand, and that's why I want to go back to Chris to mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about that. But I also understand that these applications, the ERPs, also are able to be hosted in the cloud now. Is it not just, you know, right. just have to have your mainframe or your computer system support it. You could do it on the cloud, which is also how IPVS and Chris's company can support that as well.
Right. So, we like working with Chris and his group because we don't have to worry about our client systems. We know that they're supported and secure and everything like that. So that's why it's a nice relationship.
Yeah. So Chris, tell us a little bit more how that works, but then particularly from the standpoint of the security and some of the risks. People think, well, you know, my company's not that big. You know, what's kind of the, you know, what can they do to me?
Well, actually, so when you think about the risks involved with that type of data, since that was the example given based on what Dennis does, what we would do, we would actually kind of identify, you know, we do an assessment of every single thing that that company has. And what we do, we build out a private environment behind specific, I would say specific protocols and things that we put in place to actually protect the data. Mm-hmm. I mean, without getting into the weeds, without getting into the nitty gritty and things. So what that would look like is, say, you know, Dennis brings his company in and he wants us to put them in the cloud. And what we would do, we would basically, again, build out that environment for them, make sure that only specific people have access to that data. And then what we do, we monitor that access of that data, making sure, you know, we have things like two-factor authentications, things like that, to make sure that you are who you say you are that has access to that data. And then what we also do, we check the systems where that data individuals are logging in from those systems. We actually check those systems to make sure that those items are secured. No one can hack their system to get into the cloud to access that data. So what we do, we basically manage it from the endpoint all the way back to the cloud to make sure that all points are tested and secured. And so that obviously brings, the owner of that organization that, you know, they feel good because someone else is managing that data 24 hours a day.
And then you probably can also extend those services in the sense that, you know, as Dennis was talking about having other sets of clients that have their own ERP systems that they're supporting, that you could actually go in and verify the level of security, how tightly tightly controlled their systems are.
Absolutely. So in what we do, we kind of do all of the auditing for them as well, because we're monitoring how the data is flowing into the cloud, and we monitor how the data is flowing out of the cloud, out of their private cloud. So in the event that, you know, when it's audit time, you know, that annual audit or that 6 month audit, we can pull logs and show who has accessed that data. When was the last time, you know, those systems were updated? You know, we make sure all of the systems are updated, they're patched properly, and we do penetration testing on our own system each and every, you know, almost weekly, just to make sure that those clouds are up to date, because cyber attacks are, you know, they're evolving, computers are getting faster and things like that. So hackers, they're becoming, you know, more and more aggressive as it relates to trying to access companies' data. So we actually do those weekly, monthly assessments to make sure that the companies' data and their applications are up to par as it relates to cyber attacks and cybersecurity.
We were just chatting just before we came on the show that probably I've read the statistic, and I believe it's over 70% of businesses who lose their data through hacking or other reasons that, again, security related, that was not implemented, are pretty much out of business within about 18 months.
That is correct.
Yeah. So it's obviously a major risk that most people probably just don't appreciate and right. don't recognize how important it is from a business perspective, not just a technology perspective.
And there are a lot of companies as well that, you know, they just tend to overlook annual assessments. You know, that is mm-hmm. just as important. You need to get an annual or semi-annual, depending on the severity, you know, depending on the risks involved with you losing that data, of just assessing your organization, doing some social engineering, you know, just to make sure that your organization, that the personnel understands the security and the type of data that they're managing.
Right. And it was interesting, thinking back now, is when we all met at various events and, you know, got mm-hmm. together and we sat down and we talked and explored, you know, again, what each of our companies does. Mm-hmm. Because, again, from our business technology services, you know, we really will focus on, again, some of the same things in the sense of effectiveness and the efficiency of technology right. and how it delivers business value. How well right. does the technology actually contribute to, you know, improve revenue, reduce Absolutely. Costs and productivity and customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. The reality is you've got to have a network and you've got to have systems that do that.
Correct.
And that's
correct.
Where I think as we were chatting, you know, the light came on, says, you know, we ought to be really working together.
Absolutely.
As a consortium, as it were, which is one of the things that we've decided to do, is to work together to bring together. As I think, Dennis, you summarized it pretty well earlier. You know, this was a sum of the how does that go?
The sum of the whole is greater than the individual parts.
Right. That's it. Exactly. So that's I think that's where we can help clients from all aspects, from the networking, from
Absolutely.
The actual selection and implementation of the right system, and then making sure that it's actually delivering measurable business value. Because as I see it, and I want to get your perspectives on it as well, a lot of what we're talking about requires a really, really deep technical knowledge and trying to blend that with the business side. But the reality is most organizations just don't have that level of skill
right.
to do it well.
Right. Well, we found that small and mid-sized companies are, you know, they do what they do very well, you know, whether they're making window blinds or they're mm-hmm. Auto parts or whatever the case may be. And if they can turn over the systems work, you know, the hosting and mm-hmm. the business planning and such like that, to trusted advisors, which is what our consortium is here, you know, all of us working together, then they can concentrate on doing what the client can concentrate on doing what they do best, and that is making their product and making profits that way. It's basically why wear eight different hats when you are really good at one or two. Wear those hats and let the professionals help you get better.
I just want to echo what Dennis just said. I mean, he just hit the nail on the head. What a lot of people do, they look at IT as a cost center. You know, they really truly don't use or leverage IT as a way to build revenue. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, again, it's costing me, how much is this system going to cost and things like that. And when you consider a company like, you know, a consortium like what we're doing, what we do, we bring the IT, we bring the technology as well as the knowledge that allow you to just pay one monthly cost, and that covers your entire IT services. You know, we can provide support to the end user as well as manage your entire network for you. Make sure that your data is secured while, as Dennis said, you focus on what you do best, and that's building, generating more revenue and lowering cost.
Right, right. And again, it's also a part of that is measuring to make sure how well these systems
Exactly.
are delivering that value and working with the business side to make sure that they understand how to most effectively use the system, to leverage the system. Technology is a tool. You
right.
know, it's not the
exactly.
solution in and of itself.
Exactly.
Even technology companies have to recognize that the technology, it's a product, but in the end of the day, it's still a product they're selling. So everybody's in business to make money. And the question is, how well does the technology as a tool help them do that?
That's right.
Good. So, you know, that just really gets us really breaking into the surface of it. And, you know, I'd like to talk about it from the standpoint of, yeah, who are the typical, if there is such a word, ideal customer?
For IPVS, we're basically across the board. Any company that has data, any company that manages data, whether it be your clients, whether it be your in-house data, we can manage it for you. So, I mean, to the ideal customer for us is anyone from educational industry, the banking industry, the healthcare industry, law industry. It doesn't make a difference, because as long as you're managing data, that data needs to be secured. So we cover all gamuts in all industries.
Yeah, aren't we seeing, particularly in the healthcare with HIPAA regulations and the financial services with what FINRA has implemented in terms from a regulatory standpoint as well, a lot of standards and criteria have to be met in order to meet their requirements.
Right, and what we do, we manage all of that for them. So, you know, again, if someone, the Office of Civil Rights come in, we will actually be that liaison for those that we manage in the cloud for them.
Mm-hmm. And then from a application perspective, ERP system, for example, I'm sure there, again, a lot of that functionality from a technology security aspect has to be upgraded on a regular basis. So, you know, how do you make sure you're keeping your systems up to date?
Well, we rely on a couple, you know, like Chris's company for those kind of requirements. I mean, honestly, I don't even want to deal with it. I mean, we've got enough working on the functional side or the software side that we need that trusted advisor, just like we use Sterling Rose, you know, for our business plans, you know, our customers and such like that. I mean, again, first call, what we do is the ERP side, you know, we help customers who are looking for ERP systems, you know, helping them make unbiased decisions, you know, by helping set up demos and stuff like that, and helping them with our expertise. And then those clients who already have, let's say, Business One or SAP or Sage, who are just looking for that help, not to replace their internal team, but, you know, sometimes you just need a little help, on those peaks and valleys. So that's what we do best. But we don't do what Chris does. We don't do what you do, Dave. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why we rely on you guys as our business partners, because you guys are experts in what you do.
Great. Good. So from a standpoint of, you know, getting into all the nitty-gritty, which there are a lot of, how would you know, somebody who is in that small, medium-sized business side even know where to start? I mean, even knowing what are the right questions to start asking, probably get themselves, if you will, out of the weeds of having to deal with the day-to-day issues of whether it's their accounting system or how they're connecting, how they know that it's secure, you know?
Well, I heard someone say a very good statement. If you're working more in your business than on your business, then in other words, if you're in the business solving problems day to day to day, whether it be hardware, you know, security, business plans, the software, whatever, if you're spending more of your time in your business rather than on your business, in growing your business, then you need help. And that's kind of a rough gauge, mind you, but you know, if you're spending 2 or 3 hours solving problems every day, you need to have somebody who can come in and solve those problems for you so that you can work on working on your company to grow it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So again, I totally agree with what Dennis said. You know, from a technology perspective, what we do an assessment so that you can make sure that you're finding the perfect, you get value out of what you're getting or what you're paying for. And what we do, for clients, your small to medium sized business, what we do, we look at your needs, and we don't want to just oversell you on something, because what we want to do, we want to make sure that the value is there for what you're paying for. So what we would do is to come in, Look, you know, look at your needs, assess your goals, assess, you know, where you want to be in 2 years, 3 years, so on and so forth, the short term, then the long term. And then what we do, we build that infrastructure. We can customize that infrastructure for that organization so that you can grow as your employees grow, as revenue grows, everything. We can grow right along with you. And but we can start wherever you, you know, wherever your revenue allows.
Right. And that's essentially what we're all about, is we're all about helping clients Absolutely. And customers grow and be successful. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I think that covers about all we can get in this short period of time. Chris, Dennis, it's been a real pleasure to have you as guest today, and look forward to obviously our growing our consortium and working with our clients to help them be successful.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, David, and thank you both, Chris and Dennis. This has been Strategic Insights Radio discussing the Technology Consortium and how technology and security can help mitigate risks and provide reward to an organization. For more information about Chris Lewis or Dennis Sands or David Wilkins, contact Sterling Rose Consulting Corp at 470-202-8659 or visit sterlingroseconsultingcorp.com. This has been Strategic Insights Radio on Business Radio X.